Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The final whistle. Here we are. Liverpool 2, Tottenham Hotspur 2. Loads of controversy, loads of talking points in that game, Steve. What are your general feelings, first and foremost?
That was just a roller coaster. Lots of good from Liverpool, lots of bad from Liverpool, and lots of ugly as well. Do we start with the ref? I'll have to start with the ref. I can't fathom why Andy Robertson's is a red card if Harry Kane's isn't. If you think Robertson's been excessive, I get it. I can understand why that's a red. But in the context of how that game was refereed, then why isn't Harry Kane sent off for a high boot on Robertson? He catches him on the shin and Robertson's in the air. I think it's important to mention that as well. So that's my first point of view. What I would say is that happens at 2-2. And their second goal was bad by us. We went 2-1 up, probably a little bit against the run of play, perhaps. It came from a little bit out of nowhere. And then we just didn't manage that game well at all. Naby Keita gets caught rushing out of that number six position that he'd been put in. Maybe he shouldn't have, and we can talk about that as well later. But and then so it's a ball over, and then you expect your goalie has to clear that up. And he'd done it all day, by the way. He'd done it 3 or 4 times, and yet that one he just misses, and he just puts it on a play for Son. It's so unfortunate, because I thought Alisson was our best player most of the game. But it's not the first mistake he's made this season. That's the thing. It's becoming a little bit more regular now, which is unfortunate, because he makes some world-class saves in that game. The tip around the post off Dele Alli is unreal. He has the one where he smothers Harry Kane when he looks certain to score. But then he does that, and ultimately that's what he's going to remember for, isn't it? It's not ideal, and it's one of those where it's disappointing. But as the red card, after the red card, I think we either took a point, or I think Liverpool took a point in the end. I think the manager and the subs he made kind of done that as well. It's hard to take that red card. But like I say, it was 2-2 at the time. It wasn't like we were 1-0 up, or, you know, and they come back and equalise because we had a man sent off. I think it's important to reference that our mistakes had put them in and got them to the 2-2. So in the end, given the chances they made, it's probably a fairish result. It's just the refereeing and the red card for us and the non-red card just does make it a little bit bitter.
Yeah, I think for me, like, look, you know, I know Man City go on and absolutely hammer Newcastle earlier on in the afternoon, and Chelsea dropped more points against Wolves. There was an opportunity there to obviously pull away from Chelsea a little bit. The way that the game started, though, I didn't fancy us, to be perfectly honest with you. We were just too sloppy in possession. And I think we found this out last year, didn't we? Is when one area of the field goes down, there is a knock-on effect around the rest of the team.
Yeah.
You know, Liverpool found it much harder to score goals when our centre-backs were out. And without an experienced midfield that play together week in, week out, and I said it like that because I know James Milner's experienced, but he hasn't had a lot of football this season, to be fair, and I trust him in every situation. But with Tyler Moore and Naby Keita, just coming back off an injury himself, Naby Keita, against the Tottenham side that are right up for this, they've not played for a couple of weeks. I know that was billed as a negative for them, and they've obviously had their problems. They're going to cause people issues. Like, don't think because they haven't been in the training ground that Conte's not been talking to them about how he wants them to play. Yeah. And, you know, maybe doing classroom lessons and all that type of stuff. They looked like a side that are a bit more on it, understand who they are a little bit more now with Antonio Conte as their manager. And they're going to give people a bloody nose, Tottenham Hotspur. Certainly, if they play like that.
City got beat at their ground the first game of the season. Like, it's not the end of the world. Like, a draw at Spurs doesn't say you can't win the title because you drew at Spurs. That's nonsense. You know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. I think what happened to us there, mate, is that it kind of summed up to us as a little bit with that first half in particular, that we score a goal because of our quality, but they have lots and lots of chances because of our poorness on the ball. So it was like a mixed mash of a performance. Like, two goals for them I'm guessing we'll have a little look at the stats and stuff in a bit, but like the XG for them must have been much, much higher.
It was, but let me just finish what I was trying to get to is that like when it comes to it for Liverpool here, with that midfield, it was fucking disjointed. And I'm looking at it going, well, we can't keep the ball, and that's why I don't think Salah gets into the game.
Yeah.
You know, for me, that was probably his least effective game for us this season.
Yeah.
Maybe going back into somewhere last season sometime, because we didn't give him the ball anywhere near enough, did we? And I don't think we were able to. That right-hand side, I know we say it's our major strength, but you can see when it's not there just how influential that right-hand side is.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say to you, is that their chances came, I think, because we were sloppy and a lot of that was down to the midfield. And I thought James Milner overall had a good game, but there were times when he was the same. All the midfielders were giving the ball. Matip was giving the ball. Trent, I think their goal comes from Trent playing a horrendous pass. Like, I thought Spurs actually, again, I've got the stats here just to show like the big chances that Spurs had, and they're absolutely massive. By the way, there's big massive wide circles for those who are listening in the middle of our box. You've got the one there, which is from Harry Kane, which you think that's the way Alisson saves it for him. We've got one off Son where he misses the slide across the box. We've got Harry Kane again, one's the header and one's the pullback that Alisson does well, and then we have the Dele Alli chance.
We're looking at an XG of about 3 there from those chances, as I can see.
Yeah, exactly.
Have we got it on the other screen as well, once you've looked at Liverpool's? And Jesus Christ.
The one big chance we have there is the goal, because Andy Robertson in the middle of the box. Everything else is small little dots, and that's what I was saying, is like Tottenham will be feeling there. Like, we probably should have won that game. We should have scored 3 or 4 goals quite easily, and my worry there for us is that a lot of that come through our lack of control at times, and that comes from midfield. I saw a super chat before that said there was a jack, and I think it was from Scott Hawks. He says, £25 super chat, $25 super chat, thanks mate. He says, there was a giant Fabinho shaped hole for us, and there's a disgrace with the whistle for them. And I agree. You miss Fabinho, you miss the ability to sustain attacks, because he pens them in, he keeps you in there, he doesn't let them out. Tottenham found it easy to play one ball out space over the top, and it hurts us a lot.
You mentioned during comms, I think it was Konate or maybe Harry Kane or something like that, when they were trying to get out.
Done well, yeah.
Did well. But it was noticeable that that's not something our centre-halves ever normally do. When Fabinho's in there, Fabinho's that man. Yep. Fabinho's the person, not the centre-halves, which obviously if it's the centre-halves in a position where Fabinho normally is, there's a load more space in behind. But we mentioned it, look, I think, you know, when it comes down to it, the refereeing is inconsistent at best. I think that's what they were trying to say on Sky as well. You know, the Andy Robertson one, if you're going to say it's foul play, you're going to say it's foul play. I thought he was going for the ball, and it was just as much as 2 minutes later, Harry Winks knocks a ball out of play and tries to kick the ball just as hard. That's what people do when they're out in it. Like, and whereas Harry Kane had fucking left the floor, was diving in, studs up into Robertson's shin. I don't understand the fucking how one's red card and one's not. And I certainly don't understand how it's the one that got red carded that did get red carded, when if anything, it should have been the Harry Kane one.
That's the frustration. I can see why he sent Robertson off. I don't really think it's a red, but it is reckless and it's dangerous from Robertson. Yeah, and he's absolutely wellied, the lad. And it's silly from Robertson. It's a mad moment. It's like a minute and a half, I think, after we just let a goal in. And I think his head has gone a little bit. It was very aggressive. And that's a perfect challenge. If you get the ball first, you won't get sent off for that, because he misses the ball. I kind of understand it. I can't fathom why Harry Kane wasn't sent off in the first half. I can't fathom why Jota's wasn't a penalty in the first half. Listen, they're saying Dele Alli's was a pen. Was it a handball for Salah as well in the goal? So there was contentious decisions for both sides. I get that. The thing with the Jota and the Alli one, maybe even each other out. But the Kane Robertson ones don't, and that's the disappointment thing. Excuse me. I think in the end, to be honest, a draw is probably the fair result. I think both sides could say that. I don't think we deserve to win that game, just because of how sloppy we were, and the chances that we let them have. I mean, they have 4 kicks between the sticks with no one in front of them. Kane's header, he probably should score that. It's a bit difficult. The Dele Alli one's a big chance. Alisson makes a world-class save, get it. He saves again from Kane when you'd expect to saw. Son's chance as well. I think they did more than enough, and I think that was the worry for me. The flip side is we get 2 very good goals, and we were denied the chance to go for a winner by a red card that I'm not convinced in how that game was refereed matched up to earlier decisions in that game.
No, I think you're absolutely right, mate. And I think, you know, looking at the total XG there, if you can, we've got obviously Tottenham on about 2.8, something like that, Liverpool on about 1.55. It's okay, I can get it up on Understat here, mate. So on Understat, we've got Tottenham as 2.80, Liverpool as 1.55. And most of that will probably have been the Andy Robertson one there. Yeah, it absolutely is, which is a 0.88. So over half of ours. If you actually take a look at Liverpool, games all told, right, and we go back, 1.55 is the lowest XG we've had in the league, and I'm just scrolling through them now, since West Ham, obviously when we lost that game, it was 1.46, so there you go, you have to go back quite a while for Liverpool's XG to be that low, which tells you more about how Liverpool struggled to create than anything else, doesn't it? And as it comes back to you, sorry, mate, it's from that sloppiness.
Yeah, and listen to me, the fact is, we're without, you know, we've got Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago, midfield trio, without what we call our best midfield, we lack control with the ball, we lack the aggression, the chance creation with the ball as well. It all felt a bit like that. But the flip side is, mate, I know, the elephant in the room is, if the goalie doesn't make a mistake, you might win that game. You might get away with it. And yeah, it's a very resilient Liverpool performance in the end that you get away with one. And Alisson, like, he hasn't been infallible this season.
No.
He hasn't. He's made mistakes in a few games. He got away with a couple. Even this game, he gets away with a couple of dodgy kicks and stuff. He has the one where him and Trent get into a mix-up. Obviously, the West Ham game is the one people point at.
See, I balance it out. I think he's been better in a goalkeeping sense than previously.
Yeah.
And he's made a few more mistakes. I think we've still probably net up just about on Alisson.
Yeah, it's when it costs you the goal, and it's a bad one because
goalkeepers are going to cost goals. Yeah. It's football, mate.
No, 100%. Like, I agree. But it's one of those where we're talking about all these things that happen, and maybe if Alisson doesn't do that, these lads, we get away with it. But I go back to the refereeing thing's a disappointment. It really is. And I've got loads of people talking in the comments and in the Discord saying, I agree with it. It wasn't great. But look at the chances Tottenham had.
Mm.
Like, they had big, big chances. They could have won that game quite easily.
We could have gone in half time 4-1 now.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
No, yeah.
So it's disappointing, but ultimately we'll walk away with that with a point, I think. And we should be quite pleased because it could have been a lot fucking worse for us. And with everything that's going on with the squad right now, like, it's tough to take to play a game of football with that many players missing, but the lads really have done quite well to walk away from Tottenham Hotspur with a point.
Yeah, listen.
I think we'll leave it there for this one. We'll be back very, very shortly, of course. I'll be back with the Red Men something or other, where we talk to fans.
Fan reactions.
Fan reactions, is that what it's called? They'll be back with the player rating very shortly, and then we'll be back for the instant match reaction over on Red Men Plus. We'll dissect into this one for a lot more, probably 20 minutes or half an hour maybe on that one, so get over to Red Men Plus and get subscribed now. Don't forget, you can get yourself involved if you sign up as a club legend with our Advent calendar. Still got 5 days prizes to give away, one being a Kenny Dalglish signed shirt on the 25th. So yeah, absolutely fucking superb. Get onto that. We'll leave you with a little advertisement for that right now. Cheers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.